This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Clouds to the left, dark clouds to the right, here I am stuck in the middle.
Hi, I'm Tracy.
And I'm Susan.
And this is the club for women in the middle.
You know, the ones with little kids and big kids and aging parents and work and hormones and money and a to-do list that breeds overnight.
Welcome to the Sandwich Club.
Well, hi there, Susan. How's it going?
Yeah, good.
So
good.
What's in your sandwich good today?
So my sandwich has got a letter in it that says, you don't have a job anymore.
Oh, that's not nice.
No, it's not nice. So,
wow.
Yeah, so there was a restructure. Yeah. My job was disestablished.
Oh, no.
And I picked up a bit of extra work.
Yeah.
But I found out this week that it's not being extended.
Oh,
so in a couple of weeks I'll be joining the ranks of the pre-retired. Is that what we can call it? Being the Pollyanna I am.
Yeah.
So my my sandwich has got a sheaf of bills.
Yeah.
And in it, which so I thought today we might talk about money.
Yeah. Oh, money. Man.
Or the lack of, yeah. The lack thereof.
It really doesn't make the world go round when it isn't there, hey?
No. Yeah. And so what's interesting is that you spend all of your life, I read this, you know, mm-hmm. It was probably in a self-help book. I read this thing that said, you know, you work 40 hours a week, 45 hours a week or whatever for say 40 years. So if you start work at 20 odd, finish at 65, 45 years.
Yeah.
To fund the last 10 years of your life. And that's how most people operate.
Yeah,
50 years for 10 years. So if you're a clever person and you read the books and you had the wherewithal to invest 20 or 30 years ago, then that's not you. But for the majority of us, that's what we're doing.
Absolutely.
And you think you're making good decisions, but you're not necessarily making the right decisions.
Yeah. Yeah, and life doesn't always allow for you to kind of have those nest eggs. You know, we moved from South Africa. We were quite set up quite well. We had good insurances and life insurances. And then we've had to leave all of that behind to set up again. So we've had to start. And Gary, he was in his 50s already. And so for him, it's quite a big stress and what have you. And for you, right now.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm thinking, well, I've probably got 10 years of work left. And I think, so where was I 10 years ago?
Mm.
You know, I had teenagers. Or in fact, they weren't even teenagers, barely teenagers.
Yeah.
One wasn't. That 10 years is gone in a flash. So that's reasonable to expect the next 10 years will.
So
really thinking about what does that phase look like?
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of tucked into that sandwich is the, but I'm heading for 60.
Yeah.
So who's going to want to employ me?
Yeah.
Or who, you know, is it too late to start a business of some kind? Because it takes a big run in, you know, leading.
Yeah.
So in the kind of brokerage consultancy world, you can't just start and be making your money straight away,
no,
right?
No, because it's a big sales cycle.
So it's a 3 to 5 year lead in.
Yeah.
What does that look like?
Yeah.
And for all that we're, you know, of course, we shouldn't be investing in property as a way forward. But for most people, that's what they've done.
Yeah.
And for me, capital gain in my property is kind of where my assets sit.
Yeah.
I certainly don't think that a generation beyond mine can expect that they'll get, you know, that parental left to me in my will, $500,000 kind of thing like happened only a generation ago, you know, like most people, when the parent died, they would be able to pay off the mortgage with what was left or what have you.
Yeah.
That's probably not a goer.
No.
So, yeah, the whole thing around money is, it does keep me up at night worrying about it.
Yeah.
I love, as you know, I love the whole minimalism kind of aesthetic, right?
Yeah.
So that's good. So I'm not tempted to go out other than the $49. I didn't actually spend $49 on a candle. That was for comedic purposes.
Yes.
I did buy the candle, but I didn't spend
that much.
It wasn't that much. I was tempted, but I didn't. I bought the cheap one.
Yeah.
But so I'm not really a person that needs to go out and buy lots of stuff.
Yeah.
I did discover Temu recently, but I only did a couple of purchases and then went, this is dangerous, man.
Yes.
Talk about saving money.
Yeah,
crikey.
Yeah.
So that's good. But because knowing that my income's going to be stopping in 10 days, I mean, I'll get some redundancy, but, you know, where's that going to go?
Yeah.
I thought it'd be interesting to do a bit of a forensic look at what I spend my money on.
Okay.
Because I think when you hand over cash, you think twice about it.
Absolutely.
You know?
It's much harder to let that go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you are paying by FPOS or you're paying online, it's just so easy and it's gone and, you know, an online purchase. Yeah. Oh, I'll buy that thing. Yeah, I'll buy that thing. I'll buy that thing. And subscriptions are the killer, right?
Right. Yeah.
So I had a look. Oh, you know, there was a Netflix, there was a Prime, there was a Neon, there was a, what am I missing? Another one?
Yeah.
Wow, that's actually $120 or more a month now because those have gone up. So it's not $13 a month anymore. It's about $38 or something for Prime.
Yeah.
So when I started adding up all those things and I have a, you know, Google storage thing. Well, it's only $3 a month.
But
those things add up. And then, oh, well, I've got a security camera. Do I need the online backup as well as the SD card?
Yes.
Probably not, but you know, you pay for it.
Yeah.
So that real forensic look was quite eye-opening, and I consider myself pretty good with money. I'm a bit tight.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was really, really shocked.
Right.
And of course, cost of living is brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Totally brutal at the moment. Yeah.
So, yeah, so what's your money-saving tips? What are you?
Oh, money-saving tips. Yeah, I've just done that exercise as well, actually, to see what I'm spending my money on. I actually use Claude, which I don't know if it's a good idea, but I saw some really clever person who loves AI and uses it, so I thought, if he can, it should be okay. And so I did this exercise where I kind of put the 3 months in and said, tell me where I'm spending money that looks like it's wasteful. And it actually really gave me a real rundown of these probably don't fit in, like, how are you using them for business type of that checked up on me. And so when I, because one of them was Zelong, and I'm doing a leadership program there, and they were like, Zelong, that takes, what's that doing? And I was like, no, that's an event that I'm running. And they were like, okay, you can have that one, because that was quite a pricey one. So it kind of took me through what I'm spending. And like you say, it's very, you're like, oh, wow, I forgot I actually had that other thing. And I signed up to a masterclass app or something along the line, which I've got on my phone. And the other day, it was obviously an annual thing, and it just took money off without any warning. I cannot get into the app. So I'm now, is it actually that? And where's this money gone? So, and then you kind of go, well, how do you fix that? Who do you call? Where do you go to unsubscribe if you can't get into the app? So those are quite scary, actually, because those are ones that are annual, so you forget about them.
Mm.
And then suddenly it whacked off $250. Like, and that's a lot of money to – and I was like, what? I don't even remember signing up to that.
It was probably 2 a.m.'s greatest
hits. I saw something and I followed the link. So we've got to be so careful of that. Yeah, so that was helpful and a bit scary because it's – you suddenly realize there's a lot of expenses that are probably unnecessary.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's kind of two parts to it, right? So when I did financial advising a long time ago, one of my iterations of my career.
Yeah.
But that was about investment, like long-term investment. Yes. So that was selling insurance policies and retirement plans and stuff. It was pre-KiwiSaver.
Yeah.
So it was very much about those kind of long-term big picture.
Yeah.
But, you know, that expression, look after the pennies and the pounds will take care of themselves.
Yeah.
I think that's actually true. So you kind of have to do both.
Yes.
I absolutely get that. But the kind of where I am in that, the pointy end, it's absolutely about that forensic look at what am I spending on a daily basis.
Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, I work from home, so that saves money because I'm not out kind of – if I work in the office – the pundits were right, those people in government that said, you know, we want people back in the office to revitalise the CBD.
Yes.
Because if I'm in town, I always spend more money.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, there's parking and there might be a coffee with someone and lunch and trip to the shops.
Little snack.
Yeah, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. So, so you definitely save money being at home.
Yeah.
But the little incidentals, like you said, the subscriptions – and the things that you don't see are what hurt.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that you used – so you did 3 months with Claude.
Mm, yeah. So and it was really interesting. It picked up all sorts of things, which was really good. And one or two of them I thought, oh, that's right. That actually shouldn't be going through the business. And then it gave me this whole explanation. Rather just take out a lump sum, work out what it is, and it looks like it's this.
Yeah.
Put that across rather than doing these odd things. Now, some of them were for events and what have you. It would be like Ming's $2 store,
yeah.
Which very often I'll, you know, we spoke about trust. And so I bought little bags of marbles just to, you know, to kind of bring it home. You put one marble in the jar.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And so that looks like it's just a normal spend. But
yeah.
I do put it in there, but it didn't pick that up because it wasn't through zero.
Mm.
Yeah, so those, that was interesting. And I think one of the other things that I'm also realizing is that you having those lunches and coffees like randomly, it's not good for your health and it's not good for your pocket.
No.
So it does add up. Yeah, and I think one of the big worries for Gary and I is we sold a house, we took all our insurances out. It wasn't a lot by the time you converted to, it went from rands divided by 10, and that's what you, so we thought we were super rich when we sold our house because we made quite a good profit on it. And then we put it into our Kiwi Bank and went, oh, gee, that's disappointing. It's like divided by 10 straight away.
Yeah.
And that suddenly makes us go, oh, we don't have a nest egg. We always said we didn't want our kids to have to look after us.
Mm.
And we still determined for that not to happen. Mm. But, you know, we look at it and we're like, we just need one or two unlucky instances.
Yeah.
And we are in that situation.
Yeah.
And, I mean, our kids have been amazing just saying, we've got you. But I don't want them to have us.
No.
I don't want to put that, because we had that pressure.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's that whole being stuck in the middle type of thing, you know?
Yeah, and I think that there's that whole conversation about aging and the cost of aging.
Yeah.
So there's a podcast, a woman called Hannah McQueen, who owns a business called Enable Me,
right.
Which is a financial planning business.
Yes.
She also has now set up an organisation or is involved with an organisation called Brightly.
Right.
And they are caring for older people that generally want to stay in their homes when they need to.
Yeah.
Anyway, she does a podcast, little plug for the podcast, and I'll put the link in the notes.
Mm.
So her podcast, which is called The Next Bit, on this week's episode or last week's episode, it talked about the cost of aging parents and how that is falling on the next generation down because people didn't expect that this was going to be, I mean, for a start, there was none of this aged care malarkey where you paid extra a generation ago.
Yeah.
You're either in a fancy village or you're dead, really, you know?
Those were the options.
Yeah, those were options. So there was a wing at the Waikato Hospital, you know, where all the old people went.
Yeah.
And they didn't last there very long.
Yeah,
and they were gone.
Yeah.
And there was the odd one. My great-grandfather was nursed at home by my grandmother.
Right.
In fact, I think both great-grandfathers were until they were old, but that was pretty unusual.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there were plenty that went into kind of a care home, but not like the rot that it is now.
Yeah.
But also because people are living longer and they have more illnesses and the cost and all of that. So there's the mental load, which, you know, we can talk about, just kind of our area, and then in this podcast, and then there's the financial burden.
Yes.
I was talking to someone on the phone today who I haven't seen in a long time and whose mother is a similar age to my mum, like early 80s. And I said, oh, and how's your mother doing? And this girl said, oh, she's in a wheelchair now, like bedridden now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's no good, you know, in a facility. But anyway, when she needed to go into the care, she had to pay until all of the finances got sorted out.
Wow.
And they, for 3 months, they had to pay for it out of their own pocket, which was $80,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Or the best chunk of, so, it can't have been that much. $10,000 a month they were paying. Where do you find that $30,000? Or maybe it was 6 months worth, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, they'd had to come up with this chunk of money to pay until all the paperwork was done and everything. Now the government subsidies kicked in, but who has?
Yeah.
I don't have $70,000 in the bank.
I definitely don't know.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff that you don't think about.
Yeah.
So
on
the scale of kind of poor to rich, I know I am really privileged.
Yeah.
I really am.
Yeah.
You know, I live in a warm, dry house.
Yeah.
I can, well, up until next Friday, pretty much if I want the coffee, I can buy the coffee.
Yeah.
But in terms of that long term, I don't think any of us or very few of us actually think about that truly long term implication.
Yeah.
So in my family, my brother and sister are good like that, but yeah. I wasn't. For a whole lot of reasons, I wasn't able to be in there. So, yeah, so there's that big long-term piece and then there's the short-term and you really can't do one without the other because although the pennies and the pounds might take care of themselves, saving $10 on a cup, $10 I paid for a cup of coffee recently, it's insane.
For goodness sake.
$10 for a cup of coffee now. Actually, you need $100,000 in the bank. $10. So I think that's probably why lots of people just go, oh, it's too hard. I'm just going to have a lovely time now and I'll worry about it later.
Later, which is very stressful.
Very, very stressful.
Yeah. And I think that's where we landed up. My dad and Gary's dad. Gary's dad stayed with us. So we all kind of had a turn and we were all supposed to have 4 months. And so when he moved to us, it was supposed to be four years.
Oh, wow.
You know, and it's a privilege to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But it's also, there's a burden because we had a young family. Mm. I just had my third baby, kind of a 10-year gap and then the baby. And so there was all these pressures, working a full day, having to, and it's a South African man, so he was expecting everyone to serve him.
Ah.
And so that whole dynamic, it changed our relationship because we kind of, he would irritate me and do things and, you know, smoke in my house and at work, while I was at work and all those kind of things. It just, it puts pressure on. And then when we moved here, my dad retired. And so we got the call to say, what are you guys going to do? Because from the end of the month, I've got no money. He got like 1,500 rand, which is $150. His rent was 3,500. The good thing is with the dollar, it was divided by 10. Yeah. So it was actually my brother and I, you know, it was $80 a week. But actually when it was a quiet month, that was quite hard to keep up. So, yeah, so it's, and we saved up extra, thank goodness, because he got sick and we were able to have that extra. If we'd given it to him, he would have just spent it. So all those dynamics happen as well.
Yeah. So just to go back to the Claude thing, because it's quite interesting.
Yeah.
So for anyone that's not familiar, Claude is an AI tool like Copilot and ChatGPT, and there's various Gemini and lots of them now. Did you feel judged by Claude?
Actually, it was really kind. I did feel like I got a bit of a slap on the wrist when it said, I don't think these are business expenses and it's probably better that you keep them separately.
Right.
But it gave me a whole reasoning. What I'm still nervous about is like I've just put quite private information out there.
Yeah.
And I just said, keep this confidential, but it's probably like, psh, whatever.
Yeah. You can set up.
Yeah.
Your account so that information just stays.
So I think I've done that, but you know, I'm not that clued up, but I think I've done that. But so that was quite nerve-wracking actually because, I mean, your finances are quite a personal thing.
Yeah.
It's like showing someone your undies.
Yeah.
it's very personal.
Yeah.
And because you feel like you're going to be judged.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of look at that and, it's really hard. It was very telling because you suddenly thought, wow, I need to really, there's some subscriptions I'm going to be deleting because I don't use them as much. I don't get the full thing out or I can downgrade it because I'm actually not using, for example, my scheduling app. I have a VA who does all of that.
Yeah,
I don't need that anymore.
Yeah.
So I can't justify keeping that. There's one or two things that are handy, like Stripe goes through it, but I'm sure I could put that through Xero.
Yeah, maybe.
But it's just the laziness of having to go and do that now. And so but you suddenly realize, whoa, this is a lot of money that's kind of sitting on the table that I'm wasting.
Well, it's like the fee, you know, when you do your FPOS.
Yes.
You know, and it might only be 20 cents or 50 cents or something.
It adds up.
But I, 1 week, so I'm with Westpac and you can go in and they have a tool, you know, that'll tell you what you're spending your money on, right? And I went in and had a look and I was actually really shocked over a month how much money I'd essentially, you know, it was about $20 or $30. Yeah. Oh, that would have been better in my pocket.
Could have had two coffees.
Yeah, two coffees. A coffee and a Bliss ball.
Yes. Yeah.
A raw ball of dates and coconut.
Which you can go buy a whole packet of that. It'll be cheaper.
Yeah. I started making my own. And you can make a lot of Bliss balls for $5.
Yeah.
So I can't remember we're kind of digressing into the kind of remedies and rants things here. But there's a really cool app called FeeJoa.
Okay.
So what FeeJoa does is every time you make a purchase, it rounds up that purchase to the next dollar.
Oh, yeah.
So let's say you spend $10.50.
Yeah.
It rounds it up to $11, or you might round it up to 15. So you can choose what the roundup is. And that money goes straight into your KiwiSaver.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is cool.
It is cool. So I'm adding in about an extra, it's only probably about $50 a month, because it's about 50 transactions, right, that you do in a month. But that's $500 a year that I would probably just never see.
Exactly.
So it's just such a brilliant, such a brilliant app.
That is so good.
New Zealand, obviously New Zealand made.
Nice.
And it talks directly to your bank account. Yeah. So it's kind of that little bit of compulsory savings.
Yes.
And actually, if you think about the swipe fee, because it is a pain to have to carry a card, I get that. And, you know, it's just easy to put your phone down.
Army.
And that's what doesn't feel real, does it?
Yes.
You just go and you're like, oh, just do that, just do that. But you use the card, and so that saves you 30 or 40 cents. So if you're rounding up to a dollar, if something cost $1.10, but with the fee would have been $1.40, 60 cents would have gone in.
Yeah.
But if you use your card, that means 90 cents is going in. But you're no worse off because you would have spent the money anyway.
Exactly.
So quite a cool little tool.
That is a really good tool.
Yeah.
I'm going to definitely look up that.
Are you brave enough to do Claude with your personal account though?
No. Well, I think we're actually quite good because Gary's quite careful about everything. And I think he's 63 or 4. I can't remember because he keeps lying to me about his age. And so, you know, he's really thinking about, I'm getting to that, you know, to the age where I would love to retire, but he can't. And he's best friend from South Africa, just him and the wife have retired, and but they're swanning around the world and what have you. And he said, we went on holiday with them for his brother's birthday, and he came back. He said, it really shook me when they said, so when are you retiring? And he said it was startling and confronting when I realized I'm not going to retire. I'm going to have to keep working.
Yeah.
Until I drop.
So it's all good if you want to work, if you work because you want to.
Yes.
Not so much fun if you're working because you have to.
Yeah.
That said, I do think I couldn't imagine not doing something.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I couldn't imagine not doing something. Yeah. So hence my kind of latest foray, partly with the podcast, but thinking about trying to build up the funeral celebrancy.
Right.
Because I'm thinking, well, I could do one or two funerals. It's a growth market.
Yeah.
I could do one or two. Well,
guaranteed.
If these old people would bloody die, it would be a life forever.
Well, they went dark quick.
Put them in a Tupperware container and they'll last for 10 extra years. That sounds awful. But, it is definitely aging population. They've got to die eventually, right? So I figure, well, one or two funerals a week.
Yeah.
By the time I'm at retirement, whatever that looks like, when I'm 90 and I've paid my mortgage off, I can totter on in on my on my walker. Dearly beloved. And I won't even be the oldest there because they'll be all lined up in their Tupperware containers.
Hey, Mandy, that might be a good sales tip.
It might be, maybe I could say, free Tupperware.
Free Tupperware. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
That is funny.
But, I like this idea of having a bit of a side hustle. I mean, that expression, side hustle, that's another thing I could
read.
Here we go. Here comes a rant. Side hustle. I don't know really what people mean by that. But, as a secondary income, that
there
sounds more sensible.
Yes, and grown up.
A fractional opportunity.
There
How's
we go.
That?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that potentially that could have some legs or,
wheels. Zimmer frame.
Yeah, it doesn't have legs, but it does have a very solid walker with a seat.
Yeah.
So, I think that's the idea of that, is kind of building that up.
Yes.
And seeing if I can get that bit of extra income. But, I mean, it's not going to even scratch the sides, according to what all these people are saying we need for retirement.
Yeah.
You know, $1 million in the bank.
Yeah.
I know a few people that will be in that position, but I won't be among them.
Yeah, yeah.
So the ones that are off travelling the world and having a lovely time.
Yeah.
For me, it'll probably be, a week in Fiji every two years or something like that,
And it's crazy because, in terms of the work, you're looking for something now. And you mentioned early on, I suppose I won't because who wants to hire someone my age?
Yeah.
And to me, it's absolutely, and I might have harped on this before, but it's ridiculous that you are in a space where you have all this amazing experience and all this knowledge in your head about all sorts of things, and they go, yeah, no, nah, we'll rather we'll take somebody that hasn't got all this experience and knowledge,
yeah,
just because maybe they have a little bit more energy and remember things.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that's the thing.
They didn't bring their Zimmer frame with them.
So there's energy and knowledge and all sorts of experience that goes to waste. And it's so wasteful.
So I'd quite like to get a financial planner on to talk about that in more depth, because we've kind of just skimmed across the surface.
Yeah.
But certainly the challenge for me, because I always like us to set us some homework, is to now do what you did, but maybe do it if I'm brave enough with my personal account and see what happens.
If you do it, I'll do it.
Yeah, I know what it's going to tell. I kind of know what it's going to say. Get rid of your this, get rid of your that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the best time to start was yesterday, but the next best time is today, right? That's what they say on all these financial things.
I saw a meme the other day, which is, I might have even sent it to you because we send each other all these memes, and it said, according to all the things that they say, with what I've saved at my retirement, I'll be good for 11 minutes.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my gosh, oh, ouch.
Oh, that's probably about 9 minutes more than me.
Yeah. Well, you never know. Hopefully by the next time we do our next one.
Oh, you never know.
You'll have some good news.
You never know. But yeah, so interesting thing, money, worrying about money.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know if our parents worried about, they didn't worry because they knew we would look after us.
There was an utter belief that that the state would take care of them because they'd paid super all their life and they were investing in their future. Yeah. And I think still is a belief that the system or the government or whatever you want to call it will look after you.
Yeah. But and I think for you, it's not, you already know that's not something that you can depend on.
No.
And I think our age group's going, oh dear.
Yeah, yeah.
Now what?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it isn't, well, we'll be okay. She'll be all right.
She'll be right, yeah. It's kind of a downer to end on, but yeah, I guess I've had lots of rants. I don't need to do any more rants. Yeah. But I would encourage people to have a listen to our Hannah McQueen stuff, because it is really good.
Yeah.
And because she's also a woman in her 50s, you're not getting millennial advice, which is quite different. If you watch that other chick that's the finance person, it's very different. Oh, you've got 35 years to invest. You know, I don't.
Don't.
So, I really like her stuff. So I would recommend to anyone to have a listen.
That's great.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good job.
Good job. See you next time. Yes. Hey, thanks for joining us today.
We're stoked if something in this episode sounded like you.
Come and find us on Instagram and tell us your moment. We read every message at the Sandwich Club Pod.
You can listen to the Sandwich Club wherever you get your podcast, here at Free FM or Apple, Spotify, or all the usual places.
And you can email us too, thesandwichclubpod@gmail.com.
We'll meet you in the middle. Here I am, stuck in the middle
with you. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.